47 South Rock Hill Road, the Carrie Helfenstein Simmons House. The classic Queen Anne House at the northwest corner of Rock Hill Road and Helfenstein Avenue was built in 1910 for Carrie and Havelock Simmons. This is somewhat of a surprise because the elegant Queen Anne style of architecture, with its towers, turrets, bay windows, porches, and elaborate carved decorations, was waning in popularity in 1910. The rock foundation also suggests that this house was built before the turn of the century. These are just a few of the intriguing contradictions surrounding the history of this home. Carrie's father was John Philip Helfenstein, the Webster Groves pioneer who built a mansion south of here at 135 South Rock Hill Road in 1860. He and his wife Mary Ann had five daughters and a son. In 1886, the Helfensteins gave their oldest daughter Alice 2 acres on the west side of Jefferson Road between Lockwood and Helfenstein Avenues. 3 years later, they gave their daughter Kate 2 acres on Jefferson Road at Swan Avenue, and their daughter Carrie 2 acres on Jefferson Road north of Helfenstein Avenue. Carrie married Havelock Simmons, whose family lived at 133 Gray Avenue. Simmons was the director of the Eli Walker Dry Goods Company, and he and Carrie built a house on their 2-acre lot east of here in 1891. The 60-plus-acre Helfenstein property was formally divided 3 times, first in 1888, again in 1904, and yet again in 1908. With each subdivision, many of the block and lot numbers changed, making it difficult to trace deeds and property tax records. However, these records show that in 1909, Carrie and Havelock purchased this lot at 47 Rock Hill Road and built their Queen Anne home here. This was the address when Havelock Simmons died in 1912. There is a rumor that this is actually the house that Carrie and Havelock Simmons built on Jefferson Road in 1891, and it was placed on logs and rolled to this location in 1910. For more information about the Helfenstein family and their relationship to Ulysses S. Grant, see the guidebook for the ridge at Rock Hill. Continue on Rock Hill Road until you reach West Swan Avenue and turn left.